This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs starts now.
I talk a lot about the cost of money. And I've given examples. I've done entire segments on, you know, one topic on a car, right? On someone looking to buy a car and thinking they can live with some crazy, you know, 14% interest versus what's out there now at 5, 6, or 7%. What it ends up costing over time. And in many cases, the one I just gave you an example of, I did the math, I talked about it, there's a podcast about it, but the woman ended up paying like 40% of the value of the car she bought in a $25,000 car with the crazy interest rate and the down payment. So what I want to do now, I want to give you a detailed example of the cost of money. I'm actually going to provide two. We're going to provide one at 5.25% interest for 30 years and another at 6% interest at 30 years. But the number is staggering when you see what happens. We're talking about a $500,000 mortgage now. A 30-year mortgage. And what I'm trying to get at here is to try to explain to you that there are a couple of things that matter in any deal. Cost of money. What does it cost me to buy this $500,000 house? I'm not talking about the purchase price. I'm talking about what your mortgage costs you and what your interest costs you for the entire 30 years. What do those two numbers look like together? I don't ever talk to anyone that says, well, this is what I'm going to end up paying. Here's the math on this. People don't think about it that way. They think about what the monthly payment is. What's that? Oh, I can pay $2,700 a month for this, you know, $500,000 home. I can do this. I can afford this. But do you really know what you're paying? So at this point, you know, a 5.25 interest rate is a good interest rate. Let's just use that as the first example. The monthly payment on that is $2,765.14. Not doing taxes or HOA or any of that garbage. Just giving you a rough number on 5.25, $500,000 loan, 30 years. The total interest you pay on the $500,000 home is $614,049.92. That is the cost of money on that deal. You're paying $114,000 to borrow the money to buy the $500,000 house. 114 over. Pretty big, isn't it? Now, the Fed interest rate change, we talked about this on another segment. Let's say that means that the good mortgage rate is not 5.25 anymore, it's 6%. $500,000 home, 30-year note. At 6%, it's $2,998.87 a month. A couple hundred bucks and some change. But when you look at the interest paid over 30 years, it now costs you $719,594. It's an extra $219,000 above the cost of the $500,000 mortgage at 5%. You imagine that? You're buying the home for $500,000 and it costs you $719,000 to borrow the money? That's my point. That $500,000 house becomes a $1.2 million purchase. We get stuck in the monthly payment. The cost on the money is significant. The difference between those interest rates, between 5.25 and 6, is over $100,000. The $500,000 home never costs you $500,000. That's my point.
You've been listening to the Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs. If you need assistance with your credit, text CREDIT to 702-778-2000.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Granger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgranger.com or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.